your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Micah Miller, we've been talking about this case for a little while now and just kind of how bizarre the whole thing is. John Paul Miller, J.P. Miller, the preacher that was the estranged husband of Micah. Lots of people making accusations and this and that about him and her suicide. Was he involved in this or that? And I still stand by, I don't think he was. I just think he's really fucking weird. I think there's something mentally wrong going on here. And even by his own admission, he does have some mental health problems. Other than extreme narcissism and trying to find a way of getting attention based on the death of your wife, I don't know that there's a whole lot more to it than that. The family of Micah Miller has reached a settlement with her estranged husband, South Carolina pastor John Paul Miller, 3 months after her death. The resolution has been confirmed by multiple sources. Quote, today, John Paul Miller, Solid Rock Church, Inc., and the estate of Micah Francis Miller, along with the individual members of the Francis family, have reached a full and final settlement agreement. Senator Russell B. Long, attorney for Pastor Miller. The terms of the settlement remain sealed under the confidentiality agreement, ensuring that all related matters are considered settled, waived, or released. Micah's family, Pastor Miller, and the church have set their differences aside to allow Micah's memory to live on, Long explained. All parties now consider the matter closed. Reflecting on the tragic circumstances, Long added, unfortunately, we do not know every piece of information leading up to the death of Micah. We do know that her life served a purpose. Those that have spent every Sunday morning protesting outside of Solid Rock Church, chanting justice for Micah, should recognize this time of healing and move on with their lives. We only ask that you remember Micah as a wonderful, beautiful soul that she was. Regina Ward, the attorney representing Micah's family, expressed similar sentiments and statements to local media outlets. The Post and Courier, the Sun News, and CBS affiliate WBTW-TV said, "We do not want the Francis family or anyone to be dragged through litigation for years," Ward said. "We want to put this behind us and move on to the next chapter that matters. When we say that we've gotten justice for Micah as a result of the settlement, it is true. Micah's body was found at Lumber River State Park in North Carolina on April 27th. Her death, ruled a suicide by the medical examiner, sparked widespread debate and online conspiracy theories. The Robinson County Sheriff's Department had to address those theories, reaffirming the cause of death as suicide. In a recent interview on Banfield on News Nation, John Paul Miller addressed the speculation surrounding his relationship with Micah. Quote, "It feels like people don't care to hear the truth," he said. He also denied allegations of tracking his late wife, slashing her tires, and posting a topless photo of her, despite a previous letter in which he appeared to apologize for such actions. Yeah. At the time of her death, Micah and John Paul were in the process of divorcing. As reported by ABC 30, the Robinson Family Sheriff's Office also confirmed that the couple was separated and estranged. In the weeks leading up to her death, Micah had posted a video on Facebook discussing abuse and offering advice on those in abusive relationships. The video, of course, added another layer to the public's interest in the case and the subsequent settlement. With this settlement, both families hope to move forward and remember Micah for the positive impact she had during her life. This is a case where you can't necessarily prove abuse. Obviously, she's claiming that there was, and she does, you know, in that video, the family had claimed that there was. But at what point, you know, what's the responsibility or what's the culpability for someone if they, and I'm not saying he was, but if someone is abusing another person and they decide to take their own life because of that abuse or in combination with their own mental health issues, feel that there's no other way out, should that person be prosecuted for that abuse if there in fact was the abuse? Or if it's like John Paul has said, this is someone who was really out there in their thinking and was thinking there was abuse when there wasn't abuse. And nobody really truly knows the answer to that question other than those two. So where do you go with something like that?
Well, I stand by my initial thought on this whole thing. And that was, why do we know anything about these people?
Yeah.
This should have been a very private thing that ended up on social media. It ended up in our hands. It ended up in People Magazine's hands. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about this story.
Yeah.
And it just should have been something that was a private matter. It should have been, it's a horrible tragedy. This young, vibrant woman killed herself. And was going through some things. And I don't know why we have to know everything about everybody's lives. You know, maybe that sounds like an old person's way of addressing things, but not everything needs to be on social media. And
no.
I used to be somebody that revealed everything on social media. Now I'm just stepping back going, it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah. No, I agree. And if John Paul weren't so bizarre in the way he expresses things.
Yeah.
I feel like he makes some points. I've been in relationships with people who have been mentally ill, who have personality disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the shit that they say and do is fucking out there.
Yeah.
I've never been in a situation where anyone's like been thinking I'm abusing them or something like that. But their thinking is so far off balance. And it's triggered by things that have nothing to do with reality. And it's nearly impossible to pull them back from situations like that other than just try to be a voice of reason to them and help them either stay on their medication, get on medication. And that's a fucking nightmare in itself if anyone's ever been in there. So I do understand some of those arguments that he's making. But then he goes off the fucking deep end half the time in his interviews, and it makes him look like he's nuts. And that's what makes it hard to take him seriously in his arguments that it was just that. But it just might be his personality. I mean, I think you have two people who had a lot of issues going on that were, I don't want to say toxic, but unhealthy. Unhealthy yeah. in their thinking. And two unhealthy people in their thinking do trauma bonding. And it turns into a fucking train wreck because nobody's in control of the train. Everybody's just going along with the ride going, look how crazy. Isn't this beautiful? It's nuts. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And then boom, you go off the fucking cliff. Yeah. So, I mean, I can see things from a perspective of, yeah, everybody wants to find a villain in the case. I don't know that he's the villain. I don't think he's a healthy individual. I think he's got a lot of things he needs to work out. I think he's a narcissist. I think he really feeds on the attention of everything. But again, it doesn't make him a killer.
No, and, you know, he was somewhere else when she died, you know, unless it was an automated gun that, you know, he didn't kill her.
I don't see any reason why he would have had her killed. I don't see any reason why he would kill her. But I guess it goes back to the, you know, did the abuse drive it? But again, how do you prove that? Was there abuse, number two, or was this something where it was kind of somewhat in her mind? I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of issues with both of them. And I can't imagine that behind closed doors, this was a super healthy thing that was going on. But again, I just don't think anyone's going to truly know the answer to that question because you have two very unhealthy individuals at the center of it. And one's dead and the other's is not going to, honestly, I don't think he's capable of really telling what was accurately going on from his perspective.
Yeah, it's just a horrible situation. And, like you said, you know, he's not the most functional person. She wasn't the most functional person. Two of those people together don't make a great situation, and it ended terribly. I kind of wish we didn't know about it, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy it's kind of wrapped up here with their civil litigation. I don't think there's a lot criminal to look into, quite honestly. I mean, abuse, but again, how are you going to prove anything? I don't know. I mean, I don't think you really can. I just think if anything is learned out of this, it's an awareness of mental health issues on both parts, on her part, on his part, on how tragic this can end when you have two very unhealthy people bonding together over trauma.
Yeah.
And then you mix religion into it. and then everything really went to shit. But it's a fucked up story. But weird behavior does not make a murderer. But it certainly makes you, you know, raise an eyebrow and go, okay, there's a lot of mental health issues that a lot of people suffer from. And if we could find a way to help them and reach those people before things get way out of hand, I think we'd be in a better place.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.